because I don't want to spend money before I get started on this project, but I'm dying to get it done. I'll send it back to you.
Jim, did you want to try that one? H-E-Z-L-K-H-B-A-R. Guess he had to run away. He did say that you can use 450 in lieu of 300. It'll work fine. So there's your basic answer. And then the other question was the 4-to-1 balance. There are a bunch of designs out there based on toroid. So that would use bifilar windings. Your mileage may vary, but it's easy enough to do. Just get the turns ratio right. You're good.
Okay, so as I understand it, it's not something that's super specific. I found a couple of great sites that had a lot of information, but I didn't have that exact wire that they were talking about. But really, from what you're telling me, is it comes down to the right turn ratio, build it the right way, and let the antenna tuner do the rest of the work on that 80-meter off-center fed antenna.
Yeah, and I bought the shorter one. There's only so much wire I wanted to manage in portable situations. We wanted to make this an antenna that would be used with our scout troops. So, and we bought a 300-watt commercial version, and it was $200. So, if you can, even if you have to buy the balance, that's not a bad deal. Don't use the balance that you see typically. They look like long tubes. That's not that kind of balance. You don't want a voltage balance. You want a current balance. Did I say that backwards? Maybe I did. I'm brain dead. What you don't want is essentially a balance made up of winding, cable that's basically had ferrites snapped around it. That would be bad.
K2BAR, W2LCN. I'll send one more thing back over to you. You were talking about trying to mill out something or drill out and use a Dremel to do some work. I picked up a XY axis vise for a drill press for about $13 the other day. So if you need something kind of milled down, this does a great job working through plastic or wood or things like that, but it kind of works like a milling machine, but a little less sophisticated.
Oh my. Somebody tells me that was a one-off price, right?
It was a combination of a $50 gift card from someone, a 20% off coupon, a limited 20% off super customer coupon, and when it came in, it was about $100 at Harbor Freight, and it ended up working out to $13 out of pocket. And it's very nice. I've got to say, it's sloppy, but once you get pressure in the right direction, and then start your work, it works fantastic.
Can you send me the Harbor Freight part number in an email?
Absolutely, I'll send it over to you.
Thank you, sir. That would be wonderful. Truly, truly wonderful. Alrighty. Anybody else with questions or comments? Thank you, Rick. That really is nice. And something for Jim Key. From Ennis to Kay. What was it? Oh, yes. Jim, how did you get along with your with the Skip-Teller interface? Did you track Carl's progress with how he got his to work?
I think I'm talking. Connected N2OEL.
Minder, we're going to need someone to be net control next week, as I will be out of pocket, as it were. So, anyway, 73, and have a good one, and above all, be well. to VAR or the Bergen Amateur Radio Association, thanking the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club for the use of their repeater. Wishing everybody a fine evening, good weekend, and we'll chat with you soon. This is WT.
N2OEL timeout. Connected N2OEL.
K2BIE, K2BIE from K2EIR.
I am, Howie.
Okay, I'm up past my hoped for bedtime, but I just was curious if you were still there. Okay. Have a very good night, George. Hope you get your phones back soon. I'll speak to you. Don't know if I'll make the net tomorrow. I should be getting back from dropping Sharon off about that time, but there's a few things I have to do, so we'll see how it works out. 73 and good night. K2BIE from K2EIR.
K2EIR, K2BIE. I just picked up the phone and I got a dial tone, so I guess everything is fine, Howie.
Oh, very good. Okay, terrific. Glad to hear it. By the way, the antenna I'm using in here, I decided not to spend any money and pulled the 5/8 wave mag mount antenna that I've had since I had a TR-2200 in Michigan. I bought that somewhere in the 1970s, probably 72, 73, and I put it on bought a brand new baking pan for my wife, and I took the old one, put the mag mount on that, and just opened the little attic hatchway and got up on a step stool or ladder, and just shoved this thing just to the side of the opening, put the panel back, the plywood back, let the coax come down, and I have a little coax extension, you know, through a double female, and I run that over to the desk here and hook it up to the rig. And I worked a repeater in Sayreville, New Jersey, which is about, I think, 35 miles from here south. In fact, I ought to go look it up. But in some other directions, it doesn't do very well, but it works very nicely for a lot of stuff. So as long as I don't mind being tied to the bedroom here for operating, it's a nice 2-meter antenna. And, of course, it has the fringe benefit of transmitting on 6, but I found the noise level is S9, so I'm not going to use it on 6 very effectively.
Well, listen, this is a very creative on your part, and the idea that you got it for the right price cannot possibly be overlooked. And the fact that there was a little noise there, I guess I'm up past my bedtime. Just indicates the fact that you know, there's other opportunities for trying out noise suppression techniques. I've been finding that basically shutting off every computer in the house, you know, gives me a real distinct advantage. And if I can ever get Fios to fix that radiating box that we have on my neighbor's house, I should be able to get down to maybe an S8 noise level on 40 meters. Hey, everything is an improvement, right? You just got to take it a day at a time. Have yourself a good evening, a good night's sleep, and I think Gordon did a wonderful job tonight, and I'll tell him so if he signs into our net tomorrow. And I'll tell you the same thing if you sign into the net. K2EIR, K2BIE is going to be clear, and QRT 73 is Howie.
What makes it even more incredible is he's doing all that while driving his van. He was mobile. 73, George, K2EIR will be closing station.
The man is a for real genius. K2EIR, K2BIE will be clear. Have a good one, Howie.
N2OEL timeout.